Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
On things that we should not feel guilty about, we have the lovely, luscious Katie O'Connor in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Now, Katie is doing a show.
I am.
As part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And it has the amazing title, The Subtle Art, and we'll explore that use of that word.
Exactly.
Of online dating. Mm. Now, Katie, you are the writer, one of the actors,
yes.
The producer.
The stress head.
What else have we got on this, Katie?
Exactly. I'm a triple threat.
You are.
I just need to do some tap dancing and we're done. We can sign off.
Absolutely. Just call you JT.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, KT.
KT.
There you go.
Boom. Mic drop. We're out. Now, given you've come into a show entitled Bad Gays,
yes.
and that's something that Alex and I are very, very proud of being. Mm. We are absolutely
I
bad
love
gays.
That.
There is not a Birkenstock between us. We neither of us called the U-Haul on the second date. And, and we embrace our badness.
Yes.
And we put it out there and we say, come deal on with you it. Bad gays. Come
love me or leave me, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, the subtle art of online dating. My first question to you
is, so many.
Tell us, what has been your worst date?
Oh, there's definitely been a few. I was discussing one the other day of a date I went on where I got told not to discuss something.
And we
were having a dinner conversation and he just straight out went, I don't think this is appropriate to be discussing. I can't remember what it was because I'm quiet and not.
Was it his dead grandmother? Like,
I don't know.
Politics, religion, sexuality.
Yeah, I don't even think at the time it was that bad. He just said that, which I was kind of like, oh, okay, fair enough. There was another date where I went on a walk. Which sounds weird. Mm. I went on a nice healthy. Casual stroll with a guy and he spent 10 minutes on the phone with his mum on this walk. He didn't talk very much. And he thought after this very awkward time that we spent together that it would lead to something else. Yes.
Miscommunication.
After
he'd been on the phone. Okay. Hadn't, yeah.
There's
so,
some good ones.
Yeah.
Good ones. So I'm going to throw, and Alex always rolls his eyes when I ask about this because I'm constantly berating him with this question.
Right, okay.
Now, have you heard of the lemon law?
No, what's the lemon law?
Okay, there you go.
This is zesty.
The lemon law, which Alex and I came across by freak accident, is that you have the ability within the first 300 seconds or 5 minutes
to be specific,
to invoke the lemon law. And the lemon law is, sorry, love, this isn't working, going no further, thanks for coming, see you later. And with no ramifications, no repercussions, it's invoking the lemon law.
That's funny.
Have you ever invoked the lemon law?
I haven't, but I did have a guy come over to my house once and about an hour in he sort of said, look, I don't think this should go any further. So he invoked the lemon law, but like an hour later. So
broke the rules.
Yeah,
slightly.
I'm very polite and I am very optimistic. So I like to give, you know, just if it's looking really bad, I'm like, it can get better. We can.
I love that.
Go better from this. I think I'm a little bit too optimistic. If we're honest, I think I should have probably invoked the lemon law a few times, but I was just like, no, we can do this.
But you're just creating the story to be juicier. I guess
I think so.
How much longer can it go on?
Exactly.
And you're like, well.
Well,
get your timer out.
I have all the time in the world, apparently.
So is all of this what has created this phenomenal show?
Yeah.
These experiences?
Pretty much, just over like the series of a few years, I was like, you know what, I've had some pretty bad dates, some pretty bad experiences, and they're pretty funny to explain to other people. So I thought, you know, make a show, and here we are.
Yeah.
Well, that leads to another of my questions. In order of badness, list your top five turn-offs for a date. I'm thinking walking and talking to your mother on the phone might be one of them.
Chewing loudly is definitely one. I can't stand people chewing loudly. Like if you've got bad BO. Not being like able to be myself, like feeling like I need to, you know, be very prim and proper. Yeah. What's another two? I have like dress code, like dressing up nice for a first date. I like to dress up quite a bit. I know I overdo it, but that, you know, I'm dressing to impress. But yeah. I've had a few dates where the dude's rocked up and it's like, you look like you rolled out of bed. And I put on eyeliner and highlighter. And
wow.
Yeah.
I straighten my hair.
Exactly.
And
yes.
My nails are done and...
Yeah.
And then I think probably like my top one is just like the implication that because we've gone on this date that there's going to lead to other things.
Not about it.
Or ghosting. It's one or the other. It's like so 50-50.
We had a conversation the other week, didn't we, Master Alex, about ghosting. And Alex felt that he had engaged in ghosting, but when he told the story, it sort of didn't play out that way, given the person he was trying to ghost worked two doors
down from
where
me.
He worked. Yep.
Oh, no. That's horrible. Sorry. I'd be like, I'm going to put on a brown bag for the rest of my life now. They'll never know it's me.
Change jobs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm moving country.
New career,
maybe. It's pretty bad. Now, you've mentioned here in your little show overview that there's over like 1,500 dating apps.
Yes.
I've got a good friend of mine that he went on 8 bad dates in a row. 8. And... is there a number for you that you're just like, that's it, I need a break?
I just persevere. I went on 2 bad dates one day after another, but I think I'm such a romantic. You know, I'm so convinced that if I go on enough bad dates and have enough bad experiences, that at the end of this bad date rainbow, there'll be like my knight in shining armor that's like, it's okay. You've gone on a journey.
Yeah,
but I'm here now.
Like those games, like it's so hard to, and then you get to that level.
I was just thinking, honestly, I was just thinking of Shrek when you said that. Yeah. When Prince Charming gets off the horse.
Look, I'm happy to settle for Shrek. There's nothing wrong with Shrek.
We love that.
And so, you know, did you find... when we were chatting earlier, you mentioned that, you know, there's all these dating apps.
Yeah.
But... you actually met people that you went on multiple dates with, not on dating apps.
Yeah. Oh no. So I've done like I've never actually really. There's only probably one experience which I met a guy at a club. That was not
in the club.
Yeah, in the club. Oh, okay. We were getting down with the beats. me trying to be hip. Yo, kids, it's lit fam. he was probably like the only like outside dating experience that I haven't used an app for. Okay. Everyone else, I mean, I've had like...
it's a rarity.
Yeah, it is. I've had a couple of experiences where guys have walked up to me and sort of tried to talk to me in the street, and that like has terrified me, funnily enough. I'm like, because I don't know, I suppose I wasn't expecting it. So it was like, I don't know how to proceed.
And with apps, do you, you know, what do you actually, I'm, as Alex will attest, I hate all the social medias.
Yeah.
I don't do the Book of Faces.
Yeah.
I don't, the Book of Faces. I don't Insta-Twitter or whatever it is. You know, and this puts a lot of pressure on Alex to monitor and manage all of our social media, mm-hmm. I must say. But what do you find? I have never actively engaged in dating apps.
Yeah.
Probably because I have, a deep-seated misanthropy. But other than that, it seems to me to be a forum and a platform in which people actively misrepresent themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. You, there's so many different profiles where I will look at a person and be like, you do not look like that in real life. I don't know who you're kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe yourself, and you're like, I look so good. But there's definitely so many profiles where you can see that it's just all Instagram sort of type photos, like very face tuned, you know, good angles. And then again, you get other profiles where
it's too real.
They've taken a selfie in the bathroom.
Yeah.
They've got that serial killer look on their face.
Nope.
What is the opposite of super light? Because I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a few of those.
You would agree that I've done this before, and I know so many people that do. Like the first one, if you've got like three or four in a row, and the first one's like significantly a bit better than the others.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like that. Like you've got the when you're at a fruit shop, and like the first one is really nice, and then there's some hiding at the back, and like, I guess that's a.
You know, like, which Helen's is the less bruised fruit?
Yeah, I get you.
Because you got to get used to it. Like, you need to dip
you in. You lull them into a false sense of security.
Exactly.
And then they get the bruised fruit.
One of my photos I'm using currently is a picture of me when I was in New Zealand, and I'm shoveling salad into my mouth. Oh. And I've got these really nice pretty photos, but now I've got that one. And surprisingly enough, a lot of guys love the salad photo. Love
there
it.
Yeah.
It's like, who knew shoveling food in my mouth was so attractive? Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
All right, Katie, we're going to have to wrap it up now. Yeah. Give us the spiel about the subtle art of online dating.
Yes.
Where is it? Give us the dates and where people can get tickets.
Alrighty. So the subtle art of online dating is currently going to be at the Butterfly Club from September the 9th to the 15th. So that's a Monday. It's starting at 10 p.m. each night. We do suggest that you bring along a friend, a partner, or maybe a date, maybe even like all three or four, you know, bring a whole group and have a cheeky drink. You can buy tickets from the Fringe website or the Butterfly Club, which is butterfly.com. And yeah, we would love to see you there.
Amazing.
What a great show. And yes. I think everyone should get along and see it because it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm just keen. I bet you if there's audience interaction, it's going to be at this one. I'm excited.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us here at Bad Gays.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.